sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Episode 189. Oh, wow. This is a journey. Sorry. 189. And I don't eat spaghetti without the meat sauce. As in, I can rock a party with so much force. I'm the greatest entertainer Marty came across. Putting pictures in the photo mat to give them a gloss. And I don't eat spaghetti without the meat sauce.
Message!
There we go. Okay. Welcome. Bienvenue. Another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Le Benoit. I'm overthinking this one. All right. Hey, before I start the show, I want to inform all you new listeners that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. And they're protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on July 21st, 2024. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too.
Shut your mouth, Kane, bitch!
Alright. Alright, let's go. Okay, let me just get this sorted out. What you're not seeing is I'm recording on a Sunday. You know what? Let me just sort shit out. New listeners, let me guide you to this podcast. I like to break down my episodes into three parts, acts, if you will. The first act is the intro. Second act is news and random thought. And the last act, the final act, is final thought. Now, so far in the intro, what you've heard so far in the first act, what you've heard so far is the theme song, the title of today's episode, lyric relating to today's title, and the final thought. And, everything is salutation and all that shit. You know what I mean? Salutation, greetings, and heads up on the kind of podcast you're about to listen to. Pay attention, white people. All right. Sorry, I'm overthinking again. I have conversations with myself while talking to you, and I know it's not healthy. I mean, it's healthy, but it's... too much information. Yeah, where was I? Yeah, okay. So another thing I like to do in the first act before I switch on to the next act is just share some dates, right? First one is remembering Bismarcky, who, funny story, and I'll elaborate on that in final thought, but, not his death, but we're remembering that he died on July 16, 2021, not 2024. 2021. Again, I'll elaborate in final thought. And another date I'm acknowledging for this week is the killing of Eric Garner. He died July 17, 2024. And his death got to me mainly because he was a big dude. And it just reinforced the idea of the threat, the dangers of making a white person feel uncomfortable. But anyways, that's another thing. That's another longer discussion. So for another episode. With that said, let's jump to the next act. And to kick it off, let's let's do it like this. All right, let's go. Sorry about that. Yeah, fuck it. I'm keeping it. Keeping it. Yeah, thanks for the applause. Thanks for the applause. But here we go. I'm using my sound pad, and I've reorganized my where my sound are located. And there's going to be a few mistakes. There's going to be a few mistakes throughout this episode. All right. Okay. So today's episode is a little... It's going to be a little different, and I promise not to rush you. What happened is I woke up really late, crawled out of bed, and I'm just going to go through the items of what I'm planning to talk and use in random thoughts, okay? And it goes a little, hold on a second. Wait, what's this? What's going on? Hold on. What? Biden did what? It's supposed to be breaking news. Okay, here's what's going on. I'm kind of freestyling. Usually when I do an episode, I have a list of things I want to go through. But today, man, I crawl out of bed. It was very late. I was, must have been late news, but I crawl out of bed. It was very late. I decide to have breakfast. It was an afternoon, right? It was supposed to be an easy Sunday morning. Well, easy Sunday. And I make myself a little breakfast, decide to watch Band of Brothers, chilling, and I'm going on my phone scrolling, and all to find out that Biden stepped down. He's for re-election, right? Okay. It's breaking news. It's fucking... This shit caught me off guard, man. It's kind of like, see, I'm 49, right? I bring this up a lot, right? If you haven't heard, I'm old, right? And sometimes I reach the age where I feel like I've seen it all, I've heard it all, nothing will surprise me. And then boom, goddamn. Last time I was this surprised was when Kendrick released a diss track a half hour of each other. Okay, let me get to the point. Okay. Let me read the tweet. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. For news and random thought, I'm going to share my thoughts about Biden stepping down and giving space for Kamala Harris to potentially be the next president of the United States and go against that racist cracker. Let me say George Bush. Donald Trump. It's a big deal. I don't know. This is like fresh feelings. Shout out to the black guy who tips, they had an episode. I'm going to blame them for the reason why I'm recording late. Okay, here's what's going on. It's like 9:00. I should be watching House of the Dragons. And let me tell you my day. I crawl out of bed, find out this news, and then I'm like, what the fuck? So many thoughts going through my mind. And I go to the black guy who tips to hear their thoughts because I imagine, I don't know if it was a breaking episode. But whatever. The point is, it was like turning to the Daily Show in the early days when something fucked up happens. It's kind of like when 9/11 happens and we all wanted to know, what is Ja Rule thinking? I'm kidding. But in this particular situation, I was like, what are Rod and Karen thinking? Like, I'm glad that the episode came out. With that said, so I'm going to share my thoughts about this. Oh, right. And the last point is how I'm recording at the same time. It was a late day. It was a late day. I nearly forgot to record this podcast. So I'm not saying I'm going to rush through things, but I am going to. House of the Dragon is in the back of my mind right now. All right. I got to avoid social media because I'm sure something's going to fucked up is going to happen. And all I need is one of them niggers to, one of the people on. So on social media to spoil it for me. But with that said, Biden stepped down, right? Let me read what he said first, okay? This is what he tweeted, okay? And And based on how much time I have left, I'll debate on what item to stick to that was on my news at random thought. But here we go. Joe Biden goes, my fellow Democrats. Interesting, not American. My fellow Democrats, I have decided not to accept the nomination and to focus all my energies on my duties. Oh, wow. On my duties as a president for the remainder of my term. Wow. My very first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris. Am I pronouncing it right? Kamala Harris, VP Harris, as my vice president. And it's been the best decision I've made. Today, I want to offer my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be nominee of our party this year. Democrats, it is time to come together and beat Trump. Let's do this. That's some amazing shit. Hold on a second. Like, all right. Blew my mind. Shit blew my mind. And I'm trying to narrow my thoughts into, because, you know, all you Americans want to hear about it. Let me tell you. First, let me start off by saying that as a Canadian watching American politics, being so invested in American politics and not being able to vote, it's like watching a game show. And in this particular session of the election, the fucking contestant is a fucking idiot. Might blow the bank. They got to decide between, tough decision, I don't know, between the con artist and the other person. By decent human being standards, Trump should not be in the fucking picture. Decent human being, not perfect, not by decent human beings. Look, imagine going for a job, and the motherfucker you're competing against has a habit of stealing, lied on his resume. They didn't even bother wearing a suit. They didn't even bother submitting a resume. Basically broke all the fucking rules. Broke all the rules. Did everything you were taught not to do. And they're like, you're very qualified, but what about this chick's got big tits? I went with the with your competitor being a woman with large breasts because my point is something very shallow. Like Well, we went with this dude because he gets more bitches than you. You know what I mean? He's got a bigger car than you do. He gets papers. What do you got? A degree? Fuck that shit. Can you kick my ass? Anyway, all right, so. It is what it is. Okay, so here's my thought. Let me just try to narrow shit down. It goes, when you finally get to the point where you accept Joe Biden's decision, right? Because there's a lot of people who are pissed because there was pressure on him to step back and he's too old and all that shit. And people are like, nah, stand in there. Don't switch shit up. There was a lot of people are pissed off that the Democrats just gave in. And here's the funny. Okay, this is why I'm both cynic and I'm both being an optimist. I'm excited. Okay, here's the cynic in me, right? The cynic in me is frustrated. Again, game show, watching this, the fucking contestants, right? But I'm frustrated because on one end, I have no faith in white people's ability to give up their whiteness, let go of the whiteness. In other words, to not be fucking racist. Not good people. I'm talking about the fucking racism that's ingrained in them. Like they I still remember how when Trump won, and a whole bunch of them just, I think there was a whole bunch of them who said, yeah, no, I'm voting for Hillary. Fuck that shit. They said that out loud, you know, freaking the sheet. Lady in the street freaking the sheet. It's like they were Democrats on the internet. They were Hillary supporters on the internet, but they were a Trump supporter in the voting booth where it fucking matters. So I'm frustrated because on one end, I don't trust white people to, like, I've just gotten so used to be let down by white people. Because it comes down to them at this point. Black people know what they're doing. Again, I'm speaking of. Okay, so on one end of them letting go of their whiteness, on the other end, I don't want to allow myself to think about what happens if they don't come through. You see the contradiction? You see the turmoil? So in a way, being is where I have to have faith. I need to have faith because I can't, like, I usually like to prepare myself for all possibilities. But it's kind of like someone special being in the hospital and you don't want to accept that they might die. Now, here's the optimist in me. Here's the part that feels good. Here's the part that, and I'm willing to fall. Here's the reason why I posted the image of Kamala Harris on both my social media. Now, to the shallow white person, to be like, oh, we just want to see a black person in charge. Nah, man. I love that post by Joe Biden. I am choosing, I'm risking being wrong, but I am choosing to believe Biden did need to step down. His age was getting to him. He's not running for an election and being a president is a young man sport. Fuck, worst case scenario. Maybe he's got a terminal illness. Maybe his doctor said, yo, sorry, man. We ain't got enough Viagra to keep you propped up. You ain't got the energy, old man. Like, here's what I'm choosing to believe that he needed to step down. Call me naive, go fuck yourself. He needed to step down. And the one thing he was like that helped his decision, as he said, I trust this woman. The rest of you might not. Some of you fuckers think that I just hired her because to have a black woman to make black people happy. Nah, nigga. She qualified. I trust this woman the same way I trusted Obama. I think to me, it's the first thing that came to mind was the idea of, look, I'm the idea of, yeah, I was allowing white people to the haters. I say white people, but I mean the haters to allow me to believe that this was just all for diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI shit. Look, man, we just needed a black chick. We just needed, you know, they're just a, hey, look, man, don't do shit. We just need you to look pretty. I just need to be able to go to my white friends. See, I got a black friends here. No, I like the idea of a black person who's qualified finally given the opportunity to shine. I still remember when Obama came to the scene. And I was worried. I was worried because, you know, white supremacy. I was allowing the negative talk to be like, oh, he's not qualified. He's not this. He's not blah, blah, blah. And also, the thing, too, is the pressure's on is for when you're black or a person of color, indigenous or a woman. Okay, you know what I'm going to speak? Yeah, black, indigenous is you do your job and you fuck up. It's all off. See? This is what happens when you give these people a chance. It reminds me when I was in comedy and I had gotten used to, you know, female comedians killing it. And no, it's not just that. In comedy, every comedian has their bad days. Every comedian. They got days where they're killing it, and every once in a while, it's like, cricket. The whole crowd is like, yeah. And then, goony goo goo, and the whole crowd is just like. And I've learned that as a comedian that, yeah, to me, my theory is what separates a comedian from a funny person is a comedian is willing to go back on stage after a bad set. I say all this because there was this one time, a female comedian was on stage. Woman comedian, whatever. Female comedian was on stage. She's a comedian who happens to be a woman. She was on stage and she wasn't having a good set. And this asshole comedian came up to me and was like, "See, women aren't funny." Now, the thing is, this comedian tends to make like those kind of provocative jokes because he was smiling when he did it. There's a chance he was probably just being like, there's a chance he might have been funny. He's probably making fun of the idea of women not being funny, whatever. There's a chance he might, that again, being an optimist. I don't know what that sound was. What did I just do? I don't know what that sound was. You have no idea what I'm talking about. All right, okay. Where was I? Yeah, so he made that joke. But the only reason I remembered that moment is because it made me think of how some dudes, some people have, no, actually, women too. Some people have this ridiculous idea that, oh, women aren't funny. When the truth is, having a bad set. It, where I'm going with this is, which means is, when a woman, when a comedian who happens to be a woman has a bad set, all women are bad. When a male comedian has a bad set, he's having a bad set. It's not, oh, all you men are bad. I'm going to start this shit where I'm going to say every time a skinny comedian goes on stage and they fuck up, I'm going to go, yeah, man. That's my angle, man. Fat people are funnier than skinny people. Because I'm in that group with the fats. Yeah, anyway, okay, what was I going with? I forgot, how did I get into this? Right, DEI. I love the idea of the two things. I love this idea that because Biden is supporting her, I love the idea that he didn't just pick her because she was black, because he was trying to like, what's the word? Patronize? Oh, what's that word? Fuck, I hate the English language. I can't. En français, ça serait. I don't even know in French. You know when you, it's just not coming to me, man. Stop smoking weed, kids. It's when you try to, like, you know, get favors. It's try to, there's a fucking, it starts with the letter P. Shout out to those of you listening to me going, I know what it is. Who know the word. That's going to come to me later. Hold on a second. Jesus Christ, why are my eyes so dry? Just give me a second here. It's, let me kick off your shoes, relax your feet. Okay, here we go. All right. Yeah. White people have this theory that the only reason that DEI exists is to make you blacks happy. It's to make you people of color happy. And so all you unqualified motherfuckers can take our jobs. Our jobs. And whatever. Anyway. Okay, I'm going to escape all that. I like the idea of him backing her like he did. Kind of reminds me of that scene in House of the Dragons. Where, that's a bad example. But it's, I trust you. And the last point I need to make is, fuck, it goes back to what I was saying about trusting white people to do the right thing. It's do or die, folks. It's step up or shut up. I'm trying to imitate McNulty, what he was telling him about. Look, Trump and the other dude, J.D. Vance, I was listening to some other content creator talk about how, yeah, they're bad news for women's rights. They're like the evil empire of, like, you thought that, what was that TV show with, where abortion, basically women are treated as breeders. Like, you, it's like, women better learn how to make a sandwich. With those two, it's gonna be that bad. Again, okay, so get back to my point is, there's a lot at stake, and this is not the time for Democrat supporters to be like, nah, I don't like their choice, I'm gonna sit out this election. Fuck you. The other thing I like about this decision, because it's based on a notion that I'm trusting the people. to do the right thing. It's fucked up. I don't trust the people to do the right thing. But if they get it right, if she wins, Biden will get props for his, I trust y'all. I'm putting my faith in this fucking country and you motherfuckers. I know she's black. I know she's a woman. I know the last woman who tried running, they dissed her. But I'm trusting you. The same way y'all came for me, I'm trusting you to come for her. And a lot of us are like, yeah, Biden, you suck. You're an idiot. What the? You're trusting the voters? Fucked up, man. So I'm actually applauding that. I'm excited. I'm like, again, it surprised me. I'm all for sure, but it's, you know, it's like that scene in Batman. This is what it reminds me. That scene in which one? Batman. Which one of the Batman is it? The one where wait, let me just Google Batman. Which movie I'm talking about? The one where Batman, is it the one? Batman Dick Rider? No, Batman, which one is it? Dark Knight Rises. There we go. That one. The Dark Knight Rises scene, right? And this shit only happens in movie. I guess this is what excites me. But that scene where Joker sets up two boats and he gives one boat has a bunch of criminals and the other one has regular citizens and they all have bombs and they said, and the quiz or the trick is, it's like, look, both these motherfuckers have bombs. First one to hit, to press the button for the bomb wins. Basically save your own ass. And in the end, spoiler alert, it ends where, because Joker was relying on the selfish nature of humanity and he ends up getting it wrong. Basically, didn't push the trigger. Didn't pull the trigger. Didn't like, nah, fuck that. I don't want this shit on my conscience. But I guess what I'm trying to get, I'm saying a long story just to say that homie's appealing to the better nature of his voters. And I'm like, that's stupid. But on the other hand, I'm like, what if he's right? If he's right, I might have to be a bit more optimistic about this world. It reminds me of something Obama was saying about how it's easy to be a fucking cynic. It's easy to just be like, nah, everything's going to suck. I work with someone who's like that. I thought I was bad, but this motherfucker is a lot worse. Now, I know better than to try to change his mind, but I know one thing I need to be careful is not to allow his negativity to go into, to like, fuck me up. So, anyways, to my Biden say what? It was my way of saying, yo, homie, yo, applaud. You, like, you surprised me, man. You did it today, man. You, here, you deserve, Now, I know there's a lot of cynic out there who are giving me all the wrong. Well, of course he did it because, you know, he was trying to ingratiate himself with black people. Like, there's a whole bunch of cynical reasons to why he did it. Now, in this particular situation, I'm choosing to believe homie just didn't have it. He it was country above his ego. It says, no, man, that's like, kind of reminds me of when, that's how I feel. It reminds me of when Jay and Nas squashed their beef. Grown band shit. Caught me off guard. Every once in a while, I guess that's what life is all about, man. It doesn't always get it right, but every once in a while, these moments of surprise, these moments of, hey, the good guy wins. So I'm excited. I am excited. I wonder if Trudeau, you know what? Maybe you should get some a woman to take your place. Because a lot of motherfuckers are mad at you. I don't know about the, what's her name there? Anyway, whatever. We'll see. I'm proud to be an American. No, I'm not American, but I'm impressed on what just happened. That's gonna suck. Now, if they lose, I'm gonna be depressed as fuck. You know what? It was worth the fight. I feel like I feel like one of the people who joined the Battle of the Battle of the Bastards and said join Jon Snow. You know, it's a bad analogy. I mean, it's not a bad analogy. I just don't have the brainwave to explain it. Basically, being on the winning side. If they lose, I don't want to, like, exactly. I've never been in this situation where, not never been. It's been a while since I've been in this situation where I don't want to think about losing. I want to focus on the positive. And if they lose, they lose. But at the moment, it's like full speed ahead. Shit. Like, I might go to the States to, like, help volunteer and help get this woman elected. And not because she's black. Not just because of the moment of making history. I really don't want this other motherfucker to win. Yeah. I never said Bush. Yeah, Trump cannot win. Yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to see this dude debate. One thing he's got going is he's got a younger person, more energy than Trump. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting seeing him in that debate room. But we'll see. Anyway, we'll see. All right. Looking at the time. Looking at what else did I have on my agenda. White man put me onto black girl sunscreen. You know, I'm gonna save it for next time. Something feminine thug said. Verbal. Okay, no, that's a longer conversation. The only reason we go out and... Okay, I'm going to play something Feminine Thug said, and then we'll jump to final thoughts. All right? Here we go. Yeah. Sorry, it's loading. Here we go.
For the longest time, men have based their confidence on three things. Not being a woman, not being gay, and being needed in a patriarchal society. Now that all of those structures are starting to not matter anymore, it's exposing the fact that a lot of men are actually extremely insecure because they based their entire identity around concepts that don't hold any weight. This is why now we see the most insecure men double downing on the misogyny and the homophobia, because that's all they ever had to make them feel good about themselves. And then they project all of that inner turmoil on women and queer people because they were too ignorant to build an identity outside of the one that society told them they should wear.
Yeah. Thank you, Feminine Thug. And I think I'm just playing this part. It was meant to be a reminder of what kind of podcast, what kind of host that I am. On the last episode, I talked about it was dedicated. Well, majority of it, Final Thought, was dedicated to the memoirs by Michael K. Williams, Scenes from My Life. And I brought up on the list of things that I appreciate about that book is how it addressed masculinity, specifically redefining masculinity, plucking it away as we're separating ourselves from society's version of masculinity and our individual definition of masculinity. Anyway, yeah, so what I like about what he says is recognizing I grew up with the idea of, as a man, you should be avoiding anything women would do, any female trait. Sensitivity, cut that shit out. Vulnerability, cut that shit out. Fuck that. Fuck you with crying. Anyways. Kamala Harris, 2024. All right, okay. All right, okay. Let's jump to final thoughts and I can get back to watching House of Cards. All right, yeah. So for the other items that I didn't get to, I'll save it for our next episode. And yeah, because I don't want to rush through it. And yeah, let me put it this. The only thing that's on my mind was Joe Biden's decision to step down. So now let me resume. Let's go for final thoughts and call it a podcast. I mean, call it a day. You know what I mean. All right, let's go. All right, okay. Final thought. Okay, let me explain. That lyric that I recited came from Going Off by Biz Markie. And here's the reason why I'm choosing to remember dedicating my final thought to the memories of Biz Markie. First of all, I completely forgot homie died in 2021 and not 2024. I was scrolling the internet and saw a picture says remembering Bismarcky. I thought his death was recent. I'm embarrassed. I'm fucking embarrassed. So I had dedicated this whole final thought to Bismarcky. Then later on, I remember being high, and as I kept noticing, Wikipedia has him at 2021. No, first I noticed some raggedy hip-hop site had him listed at 2021. I'm like, ah, you niggers, man. What the fuck? Fix your shit. Then I go on Wikipedia and go, and wait. Does Wikipedia have it wrong, too? So it's part of shame. It's a bit of a shame. And also, the reason why I'm choosing to remember Bismarcky in today's episode is because it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast, all right? It's the final vet, right? So I put in the show notes his greatest hits. And Bismarcky has a lot of great tracks that I enjoy, but I chose to recite and use as a title, and I don't eat spaghetti without the meat sauce, the first track I remember hearing by him. I think it was on, was it Rhapsody or was it Soul in the Music? It was one of those shows. So back in the days, we used to watch a show, us in Canada or us in Ontario, us in Ottawa, us blacks in Ottawa, I'm not sure, whatever. Toronto too. And in the region, we used to all watch this show called, on Much Music, called Soul in the City. And then it evolved into Rhapsody. And to this day, I'm grateful. Was it Michael White? Is that what his name is? Hold on, let me see. Make sure I get this. I keep fucking up people's name. Soul in the City. In the titty. Nope. Hold on a second. Soul of the City, Much Music. Body Hooven. Try to remember the name of the host. VJ Michael. VJ. Before streaming. It was Michael White, right? Is it Michael White? I do this every episode. Oh, man. Control F. Soul. God damn it. Soul. There we go. Much music programs like Soul in the City, Rap City brought many new artists and diverse music genre. VJ Michael Williams. Where the fuck did I get Michael White? Michael Williams. Where the hell did I get Michael White? Now I'm losing my mind. I am losing my goddamn mind. Michael Williams. That makes way more sense. Why the hell did I think? Sorry. Not Michael K. Williams. Michael Williams. Michael Williams, Much Music, TV personality. Yeah, the man with the dreads. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, shit. Did not know that. Okay, I'm just distracted. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. If y'all know Michael Williams, tell myself what's up. Why the fuck did I think his name was White? It's driving me nuts. There's Michael Knight. Michael Williams. That makes way more sense. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, moved to Montreal in 1970s to attend the Communication Arts School. Oh, another American stealing our school education. Right. Concordia University. Michael. Anyway, okay, where was I? Right, okay. I remember it came on. I am the Magnificent. Yeah, anyways, and the song stuck with me. I still remember it sticking with me. I still remember it, watching him in his, was it Nike track suits? And it was just so cool while being bizarre. He wasn't being a tough guy rapper like most people. Anyway, whatever. So like Tupac, who I discovered on Much Music or Rhapsody, from going off, I fell in love with Bismarcky. Now, I don't know what came first, Big Daddy Kane or Bismarcky, but I do remember the song Going Off being stuck in my head. And as I'm remembering Bismarcky, yeah, okay, I feel the need to acknowledge because it's 2024. Yes, 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 for those of you pointing that out, yes, homie did have some problematic rap songs. problematic lyrics by today's standards, right? First one is picking boogers. Come on, nigga. Really? Picking boogers? It was meant to be funny. A Thing Called Kim is actually one of my favorite songs by him. But I, just so I'm not the kind of asshole who's like, yeah, it's not problematic. No, I'm acknowledging it's problematic. Yeah, Kim Named Kim, as dope as it is as a song, and my favorite line that it has, it goes, "I told my dick, don't worry, we're fucking tonight." That used to be my anthem for when I was getting ready to go to a club, and then when I felt that I looked good, I was like, "I told my dick, don't worry, we're fucking tonight." I mean, it was a lie, but I mean, you know, but I did look good. Yeah, Thing Named Kim was a song transphobic track. It ends with him, you know, picking up some girl, and then only to realize that, oh shit, because she's a he and he's a him. Right. Back in those days, that used to be entertaining. It's like, oh, wow, I'm picking up a pretty girl, and no, it turns out she doesn't have the physicality that I expected. And this one here is, I think it's problematic by today's standards, in a set, especially in the age of Drake. It's Young Girl Blues. And the song, and he's not the only one who's made songs like that, rappers like that. It's a song about how he meets a pretty girl, a pretty girl, and later finds out that, oh, she's underage. Age is just a number. That's what Chia Lee said. Okay, why don't you get that through the judge's head? And making a song about being attracted to an underage girl. I won't say it's common, but it's not the first time that I've heard that. But now, yeah, you don't even joke about that kind of shit. You know, full disclosure, I won't lie. This is my moment. Like, this is at the risk of, it is going to ruin my political career, but fuck it. This is what this podcast is for. I remember, first let me start off by saying this is the moment when I started to realize that I need to stop objectifying women. So I was at, I'm thinking of making this a joke, but again, this day and age may not come out right. But I remember being at the bus stop early in the morning, and this attractive girl was in the same bus stop as me, right? And I'm like, damn, I wonder where she works. And then, she's in the same bus stall as I am. And then, at the corner of my eyes, across the street, a yellow bus pulls up, and she runs across the street to get on that bus. And I was like, I should take this story to my grave, shouldn't I? But whatever. But I remember thinking, wow, I need to stop objectifying these ladies. I need to get to know these ladies before I... I guess I'm trying to make sense of... It's, and there's no way to justify it. There's no way to clean it. You know, at this point is, I'm putting this shit on the universe and y'all gonna judge me the way you're gonna wanna judge me. But my point is not to be shock value. It's more to recognize that, yes, back in the days, it was acceptable, it wasn't the internet, but yeah, it was acceptable as a musician to make a song about how you were attracted to what you thought was a woman and then later realized that, oh shit, she's young. Oh shit, they grow fast. Now, the best part about this song is at least he didn't, it's not like how he, oh, then I married her. It was like, oh, fuck. Bang, ran away. See, that's the difference with Drake. Drake was still... You know, okay, leave Drake alone. Sorry, no, because, you know, maybe it's... Sorry, leave Drake alone. I am not trying to... I'm hoping I'm not making light of the groomers out there, the people who are like, you know, yeah, so... Grass on the field, play ball. I'm not making light of that shit. I am just trying to whatever, man. It was a song. It was a fucking song that, by today's standards, I can understand would be like, yeah, turn that shit, take that shit off the radio. Wow. Well, I went from talking about Biden to giving praise to Bismarcky to this shit. All right. Well, okay. I think that's what I like about Bismarcky is the sense of humor in his rap song. It's not just Eminem who did or Redman. He had dope tracks, and a lot of it was humor. Just a friend. And the other thing I think about Bismarcky, last point I'm going to make, is it's making me reminisce. It's making me think about a cousin of mine from Montreal. We used to hang out. And now his English wasn't bad, but you could hear the accent. But when it came to reciting rhymes, even with the accent, he was like, and I remember those moments where we were both like listening to Bismarcky, and he would recite his, as he's rapping, as Bismarcky's rapping, he would recite, go rap along. And it's just that, and he would bob his head to it, do the biz dance. Chicka, chicka, chicka. Yeah, it's just, I guess that's what I'm trying to say is a lot of memories of my childhood spark up. Speaking of childhood, speaking of being a minor, come up when I think of Bismarcky's song. That and how a lot of his track were just so easy to recite, to follow. A lot of his song is Sing Along With Me. All this to say, brief moment, final thought, dedicated to remembering Bismarcky. And with that said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. Yeah. Usually final thoughts are like deep thought, introspective thought. I mean, it's introspective, but I mean, whatever. I made a mistake. Let me just give this man his flowers, even though he's in his grave. All right. This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. If you want to holler at me, send your feedback. You can holler at me at the, go to the website, shutuppodcast.com, or email me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. I have this urge of saying, what's his name, from Jesse from Candleland, and say, I read everything I get. Yeah, whatever. If I see any bullshit in there, delete. You want to sell me what? Delete. Anyway, yeah. What was I saying? Yeah. Oh, right. To subscribe to this podcast, you also go to the website, find the RSS feed. Is on the website. You can use that, insert that in your first favorite podcatcher if you can't find us in your favorite podcast directory. All right, enough rambling on. Thank you for listening, and please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.